the price of walnuts you buy in the supermarket and the price that farmers get. Not even close. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Paul Winger is an almond and walnut in the San Joaquin Valley, west of Modesto.
It's ridiculous. And so something's got to be done to make sure that there's a correlation to what producers are getting and what the consumer can get, because what they have to pay, because there's no doubt that a lot of people aren't going to see walnuts as being something they can afford to buy, but it really is the healthiest food product for them, and it will help them on a lot of things that for healthy living.
And most walnuts in the grocery store are sitting in the baking aisle, not even refrigerated as they should be to keep them fresh.
They really do, and I know Robert Berlew.
He's the president and CEO of the Walnut Board and Commission.
He's been talking about that. We need to really get them from the bakery aisle and get them into the produce section and get them refrigerated. I know 2 years ago they had a federal government ag marketing service, AMS, did a big purchase of walnuts, and I talked to some friends at food banks in the Midwest, and they were beautiful. They had to be sent to them refrigerated. It had to be new crop, and they really loved it. But they said, unfortunately, a lot of the people that come to food banks don't know what to do with a walnut because it was a higher price food product than what they're used to buying.
With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.